Earth and Sky.
In early October 2009, scientists sent a piece of a spacecraft about the mass of an SUV at over 6,000 miles per hour to crash into the moon.
The moon is a time capsule, a fossilized time capsule or imprint of Earth, how Earth was 3.8 billion years ago or so.
That's Anthony Colaprete, principal investigator of the mission called Lunar Crater Observing and Sensing Satellite, or LCROSS. He said the goal was to explore a source of hydrogen at a crater at the moon's south pole, where scientists suspected the presence of water ice. To confirm, he said his team analyzed the plume of debris from the impact.
And by able to understand what the nature is of this hydrogen, we're actually looking into the past of the entire inner solar system. Is there really water ice there, or is it just captured protons from the sun that have accumulated? What does that mean with respect to the accumulation of water and the oceans on Earth?
A mission to find water on the moon could have lasting impact on the future of space exploration.
And so it actually will be the first step in a series of steps to further our understanding and appreciation of how the solar system, the inner solar system in particular, and the planet Earth have evolved from its inception, its birth.
Results from the lunar impact at our website. Earth Sky is a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.